From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. An attorney for the state of Alaska says it would be confusing and deceptive to call a candidate nonpartisan if that person is a nominee for a political party. Laura Fox made that argument this morning in asking the Alaska Supreme Court to reverse a lower court ruling that cleared the way for independents to run in Democratic Party primaries. Independent is a general term that describes individuals who are registered as nonpartisan or undeclared. The court did not immediately rule. The Alaska Democratic Party challenged a state law requiring that primary election candidates be registered members of the party whose nomination they're seeking. A Superior Court judge said the state was restricting their attempt to appeal to independent voters by not allowing unaffiliated candidates to participate in Democratic primaries. The Alaska House hasn't taken any action on the budget since Monday. That's when the body more than doubled the size of the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend. House voted 21-19 to set the PFD at roughly $2,700. The vote split both caucuses. It was a particularly difficult split for the majority. Since the majority couldn't agree on the dividend, it can't agree on the overall size of the budget. The added dividend money cost almost $900 million. Split has opened up majority to criticism. Here's House Minority Leader Charisse Millett.
This were Republicans organized with the Democrats and independents because they had the plan, they had the votes, they were all aligned on Alaska's future, and we're seeing now that that alignment is not there. And, you know, unfortunately, when you are in leadership and you are the speaker, it's your obligation with 22 people to get a budget passed with 21.
House Speaker Bryce Edgman says the majority is working to come to a consensus on both the size and budget, size of the budget and the PFD. Edgman voted to increase the PFD amount, but he says the closeness of the vote shows a growing sense that PFDs will have to be lower as part of a broader budget solution.
I count it as being historic because a couple of years ago, for many of you who have been around the Capitol, that vote easily could have been 35-5 as opposed to 21-19 if it had even come to the floor at all. So things are changing in Alaska.
Edgman says the House will send the budget to the Senate soon, but didn't say exactly when. The Haines Assembly is gathering more input on a major timber sale the University of Alaska is planning in the Chilkat Valley.
I think we're allowing ourselves to be destroyed, our future being destroyed, if we just allow this to happen without taking some real active steps to influence it.
Assemblyman Tresham Gregg was one of several assembly members who expressed concerns about the sale at a regular meeting Tuesday. Last week, the university announced it is entering into a negotiated timber sale on 13,400 acres of land scattered throughout the borough. And in Craig, a resident of a remote island has been arrested on charges of firing shots at a fishing vessel. It's 39 degrees and mostly cloudy at Juneau International Airport. That's latest from the KTOO Newsroom.